This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got people hitting me up on Facebook now. My guy Paul saying McEnroe is a bigger name than Tiger Woods. No.
Who is?
John McEnroe. No.
Oh, tennis guy. Yeah.
No.
The only guy that I think you could make a case for are Federer and Nadal, and I don't think they are.
Tennis is actually one of the sports that I will say, because I did grow up liking tennis. I enjoyed it. Now it's hard to even remember when the majors are on. That's how far tennis has fallen. But when you had the stars of the game, the women, that's one of the few sports that I think watching the women was as fun as watching the men.
I love watching the women.
No, I know.
But I follow the women.
But they were so intense.
The
they were so intense. It was good. It was good tennis. It was good to watch tennis. It's one of the few sports. I mean, I can't say I'm going to watch WNBA over the NBA. That's ludicrous. It's such a different game. Or women's college basketball or men's college basketball. The answer is men's college basketball. But women's tennis had something going.
Oh, it was strong. I always pay attention.
It was strong. They found a shark. And I love sharks. I love Shark Week and everything else. Big into that, Sarah. And do you like Shark Week? You like Shark Week?
I don't really watch a whole lot of Shark Week.
They found a 25 to 30 footer, 5,000 pounds.
I did see this.
Off Martha's Vineyard. That, and then there's this bagel boss, this dude that goes nuts in a bagel shop in New York. If you feel like going down a rabbit hole in the internet, go watch the bagel boss. This guy's 5 foot and he's mad at every woman in the world because he can't get a date on a dating site because he's 5 foot and he's just mad as hell, too. He challenges bigger people to fight in this bagel shop and he just gets taken down.
He was angry because, you know, little guy complex.
He got rolled.
I mean, credit though. If you look at him, like, you know, he's not going to win that fight and he shouldn't be yelling like that. And frankly, he just needs to worry about himself instead of blaming other people for his problems in dating. And this was hilarious. They nicknamed him Joe Pesci because he did sound like Joe Pesci in this video.
And this guy's trending. This guy's everywhere. It's Bagel Boss. I'd play it, but...
too much cursing and we didn't have
We didn't have enough time to bleep. We bleep it easy, but it was just Bagel Boss. But you need to watch the video because it does it so much more justice than just the audio because of his actions and walking around stomping mad, being mad. That's part of the whole deal. He's 5 foot and just pissed us off.
He had a polo with cargo shorts.
He's just
and some flip. And no, he has some Nikes on.
There's nothing wrong with cargo shorts.
I got a polo like that and some Nikes like that. Yeah, no, I don't.
I still believe in braided belts, pleated pants, and cargo shorts. You know what?
Not when you're going on dates. Because he looked like he just came from a bad date. You don't go on a date with cargo.
I don't think this dude had a date. I think he's mad that no one will go out with him.
No, maybe he had like a bad date. And he like, because this was at, Leah, was it that bagel place? Like, he didn't look like he stumbled to that bagel place of his own volition.
But everything always comes back. Yeah. Skinny jeans, all that from the 70s.
Not everything.
Bell
bottoms are never coming
back. The neon shirts came back for a while, like the Miami Vice style for a little while.
Yeah, bell bottoms are never coming back.
Yep.
We're never going to jump to, and I don't think cargo shorts are going to be like a thing ever again.
Well, regardless, Pat Mahomes was named the NFL Player of the Year. Already got his ESPY on the red carpet. It caught Pete off guard because Pete Sweeney from editor in chief here on Pride.com sitting there with his laptop. He's always with his laptop. He can bring it anywhere he goes. Takes it out to eat. I'm pretty sure he takes it to the bathroom. I'm pretty sure he takes it everywhere he wants. Because he's always got stories to write.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Therese Paylor on last night. And I was making a joke to him at the end that every time something big happens, because when he was with the Chiefs, big things happen when he went on vacation. These guys don't get much vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after OTAs and minicamp and stuff like that, they have this window until training camp. And that's when a lot of them go on vacation. But then the Macklin news broke. Dorsey, he's on vacation. And he was on vacation last night when he joined us. I didn't know he was on vacation because I probably would have given him a break. But the guy is so good and so nails when it comes to Tyreek Hill information. He's been following along that I thought it would be great to have. Not only did he come on this show, he was on the drive as well. So we kept Therese busy on vacation. Hopefully he turned his phone off and he's just chilling. He's still doing his stuff on Yahoo with Charles Robinson. They still do their podcast. So Trez, one of the hardest workers I've ever met. I remember him back in the high school beat, covering high schools and being in those small press boxes with it. Will Shields was on Good Morning Football, and Will Shields is good, too. Will Shields is good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
I'm surprised NFL Network, and I know he's, like, having fun with what he does, owning 68 Inside Sports, and I know the Chiefs will send athletes over there. They sent Khalil McKenzie, you know, to work on footwork and everything else with the Hall of Famer. But Will's a good dude. Will is a really good example of a guy that played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's good in the community, lives here, makes his home. Will Shields is a good dude. He was on Good Morning Football this morning and on NFL Network, and they asked him, what do the Chiefs have to do to make it to the Super Bowl?
Well, we always hope they can get to the Super Bowl this year. I think it's going to be a little transition. Because they are changing defenses,
They're
putting in a whole new scheme, different things. Instead of worried about the 50 touchdowns, we just need 45.
You just need enough to get there, and
you need a good defense enough to hold them out so that you can get there.
Yeah.
I think the offense had the power to get there last year, but we need a little extra help on the other side. So even if you have to give up some on one side to get to the other, I think this is a year that, you know, you might be able to push the envelope and get to that next level.
Okay.
I mean, I was one of those guys sitting up there in the stands going, oh, one play, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then the next play, oh, we're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a year of seasoning and growing as a team, and hopefully they can learn from it. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to go down and visit them in Miami and watch the game.
Oh,
here
you go. More play.
Will Shields on NFL Network. And it's fun. I think it's funny, these guys, they go to the games and they're fans. Like, they played here and they still go. It's like, I've always said Arrowhead's kind of like a college atmosphere. It just is, like the fan base, Chris. I mean, you're a big SEC fan, as I am myself. And it's crazy atmospheres.
Yeah.
You know, people tailgating all day. I mean, they live and die, and they travel and go to all the games. And Arrowhead's like that, too. I mean, these Chiefs fans go everywhere.
It's always nice to see a guy like Will stay in the city after he retires. Because I know a lot of – you know, like some of these guys, once they finish their careers, or even during the offseason when they're playing for the team, they're like, yeah, no, I'm going to go back to my hometown or go back to the place, whatever city's got better weather or whatnot than Kansas City does during the winter. And so it's always nice to see a guy decide, you know what, I decide I'm going to stay in the city and live here and be a part of this culture. I think that's one of the reasons why, like, Mahomes is so well-liked, is because he lives in Kansas City and he's, like, part of the town now. So, yeah, no, Will Shields is a guy I think a lot of people are really, you know, he was a good dude when he played here. But then you add the fact that he stayed here after he retired. I think that's really cool thing.
That was a great PR move
by
Mahomes to stay here. And I'm telling you, all those pictures we've seen, you know, him doing, you know, chugging the beer at the St. Louis Blues game, doing all this stuff. Still, the picture that stands out to me the most is the tornado warning, and he's reading his playbook.
It's them shoes now.
You know there's people out there saying, get in your playbook. Because they did it, the RG3 when he was with the Redskins.
Every player.
Get in your playbook. But no one says it to Mahomes because he's so damn good. But I did see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like he's having a lot of fun as he concentrates. No, he's working with receivers. The dude's working out. He looks like a monster. You'll see him this year. The dude got bigger this year. He got rocked up. So he's working out like a banshee. And he's doing the late night. He takes a couple days here. This is their off time. The Cespedes, the going to Fallon. This is when they get to relax. Because here in, let's see when training camp starts.
So 2 weeks? Not even.
They show up 13 days. Less than 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks from yesterday. 17 days till fans can watch. 14 days till the Chiefs actually begin practice. So 2 weeks. Until they actually practice. 31 days till the Bengals game. 31 days until the Bengals game. And I can't wait. It's Jason Nivens, 989 The Rock.
I just sauntered right in, didn't I?
You sauntered right in.
Did you see the champ stamp on Mahomes?
I did.
I can get a hold of that cat. I know him.
You know him?
He's played. He's in a band out in L.A.
You can get him on the show?
I can get him on a show. Let me track him down.
People come on tonight.
I will. I totally will.
He lives here, right?
His name's David. We're sort of pals. I mean, like,
we'll find out how good of pals you are if he comes in or not.
Got him. Yeah, well, I'm messaging right now.
8 o'clock hour.
Got him.
An interview at 8 o'clock.
His band, Dirty Machine, got on at Rockfest a while back.
8:15, 8:30.
Yeah, I'll shoot him a message right now and say, hey, you want to come on 610 Sports Radio, bro? I'm sure he will.
So if you're wondering who this guy is,
he's from Raytown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got on Real World, Road Rules, one of those things way back when. He's been in the TV show This Is Us. He's done a bunch of little bit parts.
Damn, I didn't know he did all that.
He makes money delivering pizzas out there, hustling in L.A. He's in a band. They've done a bunch of shows.
Well, he lives in L.A. now?
Yeah, he's been out in L.A. for...
Well, I know his friends...
I think 11 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it was 11 years?
His friends were hitting him up on social media, Mahomes, trying to get an autograph for him.
But that's what it was.
But it was a bet. Wasn't it? Was it a bet?
I'll tell you what. I don't want to ruin it, but I will... He shot me the... Funny, he just... this is back in January. Him and I were messaging each other when he got the tattoo, and he's like, "Hey, you helped this go viral. Help me get Mahomes to see it and sign it." So when it was announced that Mahomes was gonna be out in Kimmel, everybody just bombarded.
He flew out Kimmel and got front row.
Who? No, he was already out there.
I know, but he got front row.
Well, yeah, because
Mahomes signed his back.
Right, because everybody hammered Mahomes and Kimmel's the social media to the point where it's like, okay, this guy's serious about it. So. I'll message him right now.
But he signed his back, and I asked P. Sweeney, why would you have him sign your back? Because it's going to wash off.
No, he had tattoo. He got it tattooed.
Yeah. Okay.
He got the signature tattooed.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah, yeah he
it's
did.
Like, unless you don't play in the shower forever.
No, you've got to get that tattooed immediately.
I think it was this morning or yesterday morning, he was on Johnny's show down the hall. So he's making the local rounds when he can. I know some of the local TV has picked him up, but yeah, man, I'll hit him up right now and tell him that we'll see if we can.
Well, in 20 minutes, we do Two Guys in a Brewery. That's why you come in to stop with me. Tony from Windshift Brewing out in Blue Springs. I recommend people go there. We'll find all about one of Kansas City's newest breweries coming up at about 7:30. Looking forward to this quite a bit as the brewery scene is really spreading out that direction with Apex and Crane and New Axiom and going to Blue Springs now with East 40 and with Tony's Windshift. I'm looking forward to talking to Tony about that. We come back. The Big 12 Media Day poll is out.
Yeah.
Is Kansas State still getting respect without climbing? Let you know next.
Big at Night.
Welcome back to Bink at Night. Jay Binkley, Jason Nivens, 989 The Rock, and Chris Unocero. Surprise for you.
Look at me making things happen.
You are making things
I'm a mover
through.
And a groover, a shaker and a baker, and sometimes a candlestick maker. And next Thursday is my birthday.
Nobody cares.
I'll be up in New York City. And you know what I think I should do? What I did last time I was in New York City. Call you.
Hey, you did.
I did call you.
After the Jets game.
Yeah, that was so bad.
That was
bad.
A terrible game. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
It was abysmal.
That was one of the three instances that I said Bob Sutton has to go was after that Jets game with their time of possession.
It was horrible.
It was ridiculous how much late they had the ball there.
And this is how much, I guess, lack of respect that New Yorkers have for the Jets.
I kind of blame you.
It's not my fault. I wasn't on the field. Mm. But, dude, I ended up oversleeping because I went pretty hard in the paint the night before. I took a Uber out to the stadium. You know, it's a shared complex with, like, the soccer squad and then, like, the Jets and the Giants and all that. And I think I was able to score a ticket for like $15. And when I was walking in, I had like a Chiefs jersey on, and everyone was going, "Hey, Kansas City, well, you guys are going to kick our ass, but like, hope you have a good time." And so then afterwards, when we lost, we're leaving, and it's me, you know, the Catman, John Stoner, and my buddy Sean, and we're all leaving, and, you know, kind of with our heads hanging low, and they're like, "Hey, Kansas City, sucks you guys lost. Hope you had a good time, though." we didn't think you guys were going to lose to us. I'm like, yeah.
What's his name? David?
Yeah, from they got the champ stamp.
You said he's in a band. You said he's played at Rockfest.
Yes, he has. Yeah, they opened up one of the stages at Rockfest.
He's a Kansas City guy, I would assume.
Raytown. He's the pride of Raytown, man.
Right, pride of Raytown. Yeah. Lives in L.A.
L.A.
All right, so he got this champ stamp. He lost a bet, I think, and had to put the champ stamp.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If Mahomes threw for, 50 touchdowns or something?
Something crazy. He just now put up on his Facebook.
No, he said that Chiefs wouldn't have ever drafted a franchise quarterback. He'd agree to get the tattoo. And he's got it right in the middle of his back, and it says champ stamp. And it's got Mahomes. And they've been trying to get Mahomes to sign autographs for him.
Yeah.
And they've been hitting him up on social media. They get him to Kimmel.
Let's not ruin it.
I'm telling the people what happened.
Yeah.
And so Mahomes goes and signs dude's back.
And it's a pretty legit stamp. I mean, it's a waist up. It's like
way too high.
It's like
way too big.
If it was a bust, you know, like they would make you put on, like, say, your mantle, it'd be a good size piece because it's waist up. And it's the full dual arms, you know, got the ball, helmet on, everything. It's an action shot. It's definitely an action
show. Well, looking forward to talking to the Champ Stamp guy from Jimmy Fallon. Mahomes signing his back.
Yeah.
You said he got it tatted on there, too. So
Yeah, he got the signature that night when, because I guess Mahomes did come down and sign it.
He did.
And so he went that night to a friend's tattoo parlor and got the signature there. So it's gone. Now, so what I want to see, though, is you know, let's get Kansas City a ring, right? The Chiefs a ring. So then you have to have the Lombardi, it's the trophy. You got to have the trophy, the ring. I think you got to have like Arrowhead Stadium. I think you got to do the whole thing and just cover the entire back of nothing but like Chiefs sort of representation. Don't you think?
Do you have a Champ Stamp?
I have my whole back's pretty much covered, top to bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen your back.
Why would you?
No, I don't want to.
What kind of party are we doing here, Pink?
I know you have a lot of tats. I do.
I got a sleeve in my back, and I'm working on a chest piece and all that.
You tattoo your face?
Probably not. I probably won't go there. You know, I think that right up here.
You're clean shaven now too. I don't like this.
Yeah. Why? Well, you know, I'm.
Where's the beard?
It's sitting on the floor of Ruben's Barbershop on the boulevard.
I don't like it.
I
shaved it down, but I'm going back.
Do you know how fast this thing grows?
Summer thing.
It'll be back in by probably Sunday night.
All right. Well, good.
Thanks, Dad.
Reggie in Anaheim wants me to talk Kansas football. Puka is coming back. He's going to be suspended one game. That's big news for the Kansas Jayhawks. The Big 12 football media preseason poll came out today, and I know Uno Cero loves this. 68 first place votes for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Texas with 9 first place votes in number 2. They're buying Tom Herman. They're buying Sam Ellinger, which by the way is the number 1 quarterback in the Big 12. They put out the Big 12 preseason players yesterday. Iowa State in 3rd. People love
Iowa
State.
That's an interesting one.
TCU at 4th, Oklahoma State 5th, Baylor 6th. I have not got to Kansas State yet.
Woo.
7th, Texas Tech. Kansas State's following their lead. 8, West Virginia. 9, Kansas State. Bringing up the end of the pack, Kansas.
For some reason, I thought we got 11 and 12 figured out for the Big 12. We don't have that yet still, huh? It's still just 10.
No, it's a Big 10.
It's a Big 10 in the Big 12. It's a Big 10 in the Big, yeah.
I think Texas.
Big 12 minus 2.
I think Texas is going places, and they should. And I was disappointed. I thought Charlie Strong was going to be the guy there. I did. I thought they made the right hire there because he's so good at recruiting. He gets players out of Miami to go. I mean, he could still recruit Florida because he used to be down at Florida.
Yeah.
And he could recruit the state of Florida. He would get Florida players to Miami. And Lamar Jackson, where's he from?
Miami.
Miami. So he got Lamar Jackson out of Miami. And I thought, okay, you put him. He's a great recruiter.
And he got Bridgewater out of Miami, too.
In Bridgewater. That's right. Bridgewater's the one I was thinking of. He brought Bridgewater up there, and this guy could recruit. This guy could recruit Florida, and I always thought if you put him in Texas, it would have worked. Texas to me is still that sleeping giant. I actually have a new cable system now, and I actually have Longhorn Network. It actually exists.
Oh, he's happy about that.
Listen, I was in Texas checking out some burger joints down there, and I was going in. None of them have Longhorn Network. So in the state of Texas, I was like, all right, where's Longhorn Network? Because this is back when it first came out. I was like, where's Longhorn Network? I want to see some Longhorn. It wasn't there.
It's a premium channel.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You got to get the good sports Oklahoma package if you want to get the Longhorn Network.
Oklahoma wants their own channel. Didn't get it. But I tell you, here's the thing with the regular season win totals. Have you seen where Kansas State is projected in the win totals this year? The over-under in wins totals?
No.
No.
Kansas is at 3. Over or under? I'm actually going to take the over for Kansas unless Miles.
Yeah.
I'm buying that. I think 4 is legitimate for the Jayhawks. They're starting to get some talents. 3 for them. Kansas State over-under is at 6.
Yeah, that's tough.
I still take the over. I still think they get the 7.
I think they get the 7, yeah. But, like, If they got to 5, I wouldn't be shocked. They've lost. I mean, they don't really particularly recruit very well.
Missouri Tigers, 6.5. I'll take the over definitely on that.
I don't know about that. Who's their quarterback now?
It's going to be Kelly Bryant.
Kelly Bryant? Yeah.
You got a legitimate quarterback.
Yeah, but coaching, talent. I think he was a product of the talent around him in Clemson. I don't know.
So once again, the Big 12 football media preseason poll, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's one of those deals too. It's not like they have Kyler Murray stepping in there. They've had back-to-back Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is there. I mean, it's going to be
by committee
at this point.
He's going to be great.
But it's not what they've had in the past. I think Texas has the best quarterback in the Big 12. So Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa State, TCU, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Kansas State, and Kansas. So Klieman can play the no respect card like Bill Snyder used to do for the perfection. You put Bill Snyder, and Bill Snyder never on a team at ninth. It'd always be sixth, usually around sixth or seventh, something like that, but he always, you know, exceed the expectations. Did you put somebody at nine? I'm like, bring it. Put me at nine. Say we're the ninth best team. Bring it. Because then there's nowhere to go but up.
Literally.
Kansas has been in this spot forever.
I remember a brief moment when Kansas and Missouri, like, somehow the Matrix got all screwy. They were number one, number two in the nation. And it was a slugfest at Arrowhead. And everyone's just like, what is happening here?
Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a precursor to the current political climate, I suppose.
Getting Puka back is big for Kansas because he's second leading rusher in the Big 12 last year.
Just a single game, right?
Indiana State game.
Right, but I'm saying that's huge
for Kansas.
I remember,
and they're trying to get donors because they're trying to, you know, add all these facilities. It's a big reason why Jeff Long is there, is AD, which I think is big because he's a football guy.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about basketball. Bill Self does that.
Yeah.
Worry about football. You know, when the Les Miles hire was important to him, Jeff Long used to be on the playoff committee and everything else. I actually think Kansas is doing a great job of trying to get there, and I'm not a Kansas guy at all, but what I'm saying is I think they want to get that football team up to more respect just in case we have this conference explosion once again, because you want to get them into a good conference, which basketball will get them into a good conference, but you want to be attractive in football too.
You
got to be good in your money sport.
Have you talked about your predictions with the Les Miles hire as KU's head football coach in terms of what you think potential-wise, first year, second year? What's he on, a three-year
deal? I think
they're
in a bowl game next year, not this year, but the 2020 year.
Do they have a winning record this year?
No. I don't think they'll have a winning record this year, but they will show marked improvement. It won't be just slappies that are beaten all over the field. I think that things will change, and I think they will actually have a defense.
Well, I'm ignorant here.
Bryce Tornadin
back.
Did they win a
game? They won a game last year, right? Two games? Yeah. They won a couple games?
Yeah. They lost to a team named Nickel State, though. So
Nickelback State?
Nickel State.
That was one of the best teams.
They lost to Nickelback.
Nickel State.
Nickelback came down from Canada and just crushed them, huh?
Well, it's time for our favorite segment, Windshift Brewing. Tony.
Yes.
DePlacido. I get that right? I got it right.
All right.
Windshift Brewing. We're talking beer in Blue Springs next.
Big at Night.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.